begin the guard daf and sech the babas that begin with given al begin tes mat begin gemara chagis a nigger bechagis nahar, where we're talking about where there's one side is a canal, one side is a river. So then the gemara says then palgil la bekar nazo. So Pirch ben Chananel he explains not like Rashi. Says sada we're talking about a field asher mizracha or tzafayna, both by the on one side on the northeast there's a nahar, there's a river. And by the southwest is Meshach Nigra. That's where it has this canal. That's what I say. Chol Kanes to Bekarnas, though, we divided by, we tell you go by the corner. Peter's, in other words, Chol Kanes to Ba'alachsen. We divided, not a straight line through the top or through the sides. We do it on the diagonal. Mikaren Mizrach and Savainas from the corner of the, meaning go by the corners. From the northeast, Lekaren Marav Zerayim is to the corner of the southwest. Yehi called Echad, so that everyone has Echad Nigger. One side will have the canal, B'chad Sad Nara, one side the river. Chalecha the Mashach Nara, Ay Nigra, and he's just going to come and explain based on his interpretation. Wherever it is that the river flows or that the canal goes, Karichad Gis is called one side. So I mean, he has to explain. According to Rashi, we understand, because it was literally on one side. According to Rabbi Chananel, that it's actually on two sides. It's just, he's explaining that one side doesn't mean one direction. It means one area of where it flows. Next, this master begins with the Gemara, is the end of the good ayoga. That he holds that, yeah, you could say either I buy you out, or you buy me out, or I buy you out. Now, the other way, it appears to be that Philip Adam Yikarm Harbe, that even for a very high price, Yisim Meshavi, more than its value, Yachal Loimalai, When there's not enough to divide, one partner can tell the other one, either I buy you out, or you buy me out, or I buy you out. So it's Taisma Enil Ritzvah, that does not seem to be correct to the Ritzvah, because in that's the case, you could have a wealthier partner that could force out his partner out of the Iludam by skyrocketing the price. But according to that, it doesn't have a halacha of division. But he could say, okay, look, you know, you buy me out for this price, I'll sell it to you. If not, I'll buy you out for that price. So therefore, no, it can't be more than the value. Next test matter begins the Gemara. B'chara pasha chenichlin b'chul. According to your firstborn son, the regular son, the father left them, so then what are you going to say over there? How do they divide? So it says, it's a wonder, because that mind, okay, b'chara pasha, why picking a firstborn and a regular son? L'nokin pasha to pasha. What do you gain by the firstborn son? Why don't you just say that since there's no way of cutting up the slave, well, how do you do if there's no good or all good with two regular sons? But remember, in Tami said the pasha and pasha. No, when there's two regular sons nichale, so the Gemara understands. Yeah, sheyavu lezei yemecha, that you work for one day lezei yemecha, another one also one day. B'chare pasha kashle. The difficulty was a firstborn son and a regular son. Im yavu lebuchare beziyamim. If he's going to work, as the Gemara answers, for the firstborn for 2 days, are not lebuchare yoyse mipishnaim. Actually, it's going to be that the ratio of the firstborn is going to actually be more than 2 to 1. How so? If there's a city from where they live, a day's journey, that you can make a lot of money, because there's a lot of merchandise that's very cheap over there. Now, the regular son, only gets 1 day at a time. He can't go over there. The firstborn son, he gets 2 days at a time. He could take him over there. And he'll be making way more profit than just a regular son. Shandig more answers them come up in yet. That's still how you divide it. You give him 2 days and him 1 day, even though, yeah, he's going to be technically making more than double because of his opportunities. Now, Rima Farish, he explains the reason why we picked the firstborn son and the regular son. Shem the Amma B'misha HaYunasik, the Gemara says in Subat of Tzam, Gimel and Beis, the Shar L'Harisha, V'Oyma L'Harisha, when we have an ox for plowing and it's meant for plowing, the kulam aschal emtsa, that the two partners divide the profits equally. Even though one guy invested in the ox only 100 dinar, was emasayim, one invested 200. Doesn't make a difference. They bought it with the intention of splitting it equally. Ah, lochi parach. That's what the Gemara asks. Ketzi yasu. How do these two brothers do? The ox shavein machar nitel bishnayim. Where now the firstborn son should not take double, and he is. And the Gemara answers, no, he actually, the regular brother works him one day and the other brother works him 2 days. It's not similar to an ox for plowing and that it's used for plowing. The Hasamah B'Shalem say that you're right, there, but the other prophets are equally divided, because that was originally their intention when they partnered. Regarding the firstborn son and the regular son, where it was never their intention, it's just what they inherited from their father. Everyone takes according to their portion, and yeah, he'll take 2 days and he'll take 1 day. This test master begins with the Gemara with this machlekes b'sham b'silum. So b'silum says, okay, work 1 day and work 1 day for yourself. And that b'sham says, what do you mean? He's stuck. Can't marry b'scharin. And Lisa Shivchi in the Yochel, and they can't marry a maidservant. Now, says to Israel, I've got Dhamma Bahabal Yavimta, even if the Gemara says Yavam is Dham Samach Bezim and Aleph, that call Maid Mevin agrees, but Evid by a slave Shein Lechayas, that he has no Yichus, has no ancestry, but like Kain Per Briyavriya, and it does not fulfill Per Briyavriya. So Bachanami here also, Yisa Shivcha, even if he's going to marry a maidservant, like Kain, he's not going to fulfill any obligations. Because the child actually goes after her, not after him. It doesn't fulfill even this passing that the Gemara brings. Sounds like over there, the Shevis told that the mitzvah of Shevis depends on Per. So what are you saying? Unless you could marry Shevcha, how does that help? He's still not being Mekayim this mitzvah of the Shevis Yitzara. However, the Re says that. Still, we would not force the master in that situation to make my free person so they can fulfill the mitzvah of being fruitful and multiplying. Even if he could, as long as he could fill at least somewhat of a procreation, because ultimately it's beyond his control. So even though technically it's not really being mekayim the mitzvah, but that would not force us. But now that he can't do anything, now we're going to force the master to free him. He says about the beginning of the Gemara, the possibility. So it wasn't for nothing that God created the world. He created that it should be proliferated, and this guy's not getting an opportunity. Now the Tais is bothered. How do I maisi kra the peru revu? Well, why didn't you bring down the biblical from the first mitzvah in the Torah to be fruitful and multiply, and you're bringing down this pasuk in Yeshaya al Shabbos Yitzara? So I'm Reba Mardechai says, yeah, Mishum L'Shevis Yitzchak, because that pasuk of that Hashem formed the world that it should be settled, Shaykh Afil B'tzad Avdis, that applies even to the part of this person that's half slave. And then we bring it down. In contrast, Peru is only for the Jewish people. Now, V'chetz Hashem V'chetz B'scharen, a woman that's half maidservant, half free woman, they did not force the master to free her. Only because people are going to treat her in a careless type of a way, because she can't be married to anyone. Why don't we force him to free her to fill the mitzvah of Shevis? Because the Shema, because maybe even if when she's going to be free, she will not be fulfilling the mitzvah. Because she's not commanded on the mitzvah peri yavim. Like the Gemara says, with the end of Samachim Abayz in Yavamis. That's the mifkad of peri yavim, because a woman's not commanded on peri yavim. Avo evet, but a slave, kashi ben chayrin, when he's going to be free, al koch yakim, obviously he's going to fill, and therefore then we force the master. Now, v'ri mefarish, the Re explains, l'kach l'nokat kra de peru revu, the reason why the Gemara does not pick the pasuk of peru revu, because he's exempt from that mitzvah. Because he's in a situation that he has no options. Okay, now to become obligated, wouldn't force the master to make him into a free person. Because if that would be the case, then every single slave, we should force the master to free them, that he should be obligated in all the mitzvahs. That's why we picked the pasuk. It wasn't for nothing that God created the world. Mishum, because Shehi Mitzvah Rabba. That's very different. That's a huge mitzvah. It's a global concept. Mishum Ochi Gafin, and that's why we forced the master, not just for a mitzvah like Pervriv. Now, Peg Bez Megillah, Nav Chavzayin Manav, Nam Mais Lai Krom, the Gemara, there also brings the Pasuk of L'Shevis. And Mishum Ochi, as some added in the words Mais Lahikra, the reason why it brings the pasuk Gabi Ein Meichin Sefer Torah, that you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah, elo lematar v'leisa isha, only to learn Torah or to marry a woman. Why are we bringing that pasuk there also? Is to limud Torah is because the master says gadol tamat Torah, how great is tamat Torah shemevdei ma'isa, that brings to action alisa isha nami, to marry a woman also leitay b'ra lechavas yitzara, because these are huge mitzvahs. That's why you could sell a sefer Torah, which normally you can't. That's why bringing the pasuk of leisayhu, and we don't bring the pasuk of a puravu, because again it has to be a huge mitzvah to allow us to sell a sefer Torah. Next day's master begins the Gemara. So covenants Rabbi. So he forced the master and he frees him, and now he's fully a Jew and he can marry Baschar. He says, "Tzitzim Tzitzim." And they say, "Am I kaifen? Why do we have to force the master to free the second half of him?" Leisa said to Peru Rabu, "Why don't you have the positive commandment of being fruitful, multiplying for the half of him that's Jewish?" Beitcha Leisa said to Leah Kaddish, and that should override the negative prohibition of a Jewish woman of marrying a slave, which says that a Kaddish, like just like a Kadesha is a Zayna, someone who's not. Someone who's not a designated Jew cannot marry her. So Ba'amir ben Yitzchak, he says, Chada, first of all, the Be'idna de Me'ekalav, in this situation when you're going to be uprooting a negative prohibition, let me kaim say, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah say yet. And you only say Asidu Chalaisa say when at the time of the Laisa say you're fulfilling the mitzvah say. Why? Because the Mishas Hadra, because the moment of genital contact, Ka'akal alav, you already violated negative prohibition. But Vasei de Pruvu, the positive of being fruitful multiple, and Lemekai Madmarbiya, you're not fulfilling until the end of the relations, which is only then when there's a possibility of conceiving a child. So you can't say Asei de Chalese. But moreover, the Hiyas really not so light, because she's forbidden to marry him. Like Abadi Dalek, I say, for her there's no positive commandment. So although for him it would say Asei de Chalese, it wouldn't help for the second part. But moreover, Philip Mivkida, even if she would be commanded, but the Efshalah Ba'achar, but she's allowed to marry someone else. So it's you wouldn't say Sedech Leisa when it's Efshalah Kaim Shneim. But moreover, even the Efshalah Kaim Shneim, since you could fill both mitzvahs, I think Fiyah by force, and the master, we don't, then we won't say Sedech Leisa if there's another permitted way around it. Then it says, but then we begin to say, Hech Gevin L'Shachray, how do we force the master to free him? But the main pekash lech b'digmar says again that the mechasam abei is a chol meshacher avdoi oyver basay. Whoever frees a slave violates a positive commandment. Lo oil mem tabaydu. B'chidim may begin to say, yeah, but mitzvah shani, mitzvah is different. But is that true? B'chidim lo adam chote. Do we tell a person to sin kedeshis kechavercha that your friend should merit? Which we don't. Because the main b'shabbos like the gemara says in the beginning of Shabbos avdal manalf. And I, Rabbi Elazar, freed his slave by Shleich, as the Gemara says, Rabbi then Gittin, Shenechnas Labes, Aknesses, Vlei Matosham Yud. He went into Shul, he didn't find a minion. And he freed him to be the saint, to be the tenth man for the minion. Hasim over there is Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Gufay, Asa Mitzvah, Bekach, Sheshav, a minion. That's because Rabbi Elazar himself performed the mitzvah by freeing him, where he was completed the minion. But in general, if you're not doing a mitzvah yourself, to merit someone else, you can't just violate a mitzvah, say. This is the Gemara says in Erevin of Laman Beis Mabeis. The Nechel Lechava Lemevedi Sura Zutra, that it's worth it for a Hamachacham to do a small prohibition. The Lelebet Am Aretz Yisur Rabbe, that an ignorant person should not do a big Yisur. Hasa Meshum De Ka'avet Am Aretz Yisur Chal Yadei Shal Chava. That's only because that small Yisur, that big Yisur of the Am Aretz, is being done because of a negligence of the Tamachacham. The Kamachal Etevel, where he's feeding him Tevel. But in general, you're not allowed to. So how is he allowed to free the slave and be over the mitzvah say? So let me read the says, Mishum Mitzvah Rabba, like we said in the previous places, because it's a great mitzvah, sure it's permitted, although he's violating a positive commandment. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim, the New Testament, Alf. There's nothing that's held back, that's going to be brought after the evening Karmat Tumen. Elikatiris, only the incense, Veneris, the lighting of Menorah, Pesach, and the Karmat Pesach, Umechusi Kippurim, the Arab Pesachim. And someone who's lacking atonement on the eve of Pesach. Farshasim, the Gemara explains over there, why would you bring this guy's carbon that you can only bring carbonus after brings that carbon of certain types of tumah, let's say that's lacking a carbon. Shemdasa say the Pesach, sheyesh, by karas, because the positive commandment of Pesach, which has karas if you don't bring your carbon Pesach, is v'dach say the shlama, it pushes away the positive commandment of nothing coming after the tumah shabin abayim. So I'm, you see, cover kayin, the Kayin is violating. He's the one who's bringing the carbon. Aseh d'ashlama, of bringing something up to Tumah Shebein Abayim, Kadei Shekayim, Mechazei Kibar, Mitzvah Pesach, that the one who's lacking atonement should be able to fill the Mitzvah Pesach. And that's the same thing over here, of freeing the slave, violating positive commandment, so that he could fulfill this global mitzvah of L'Shavas Yitzhar. Then says, if you're going to say, am I Kayifin, why do we force the master? Why don't you just say, V'yimkar Atzma Be'Evet Ivri? Why can't the slave, the half-slave, half-free person, sell himself as a Jewish slave? According to the one who says in the first Perek Kedushin of Yudam HaBeis, Merchas Atzmai, that even when he sells himself, Rabbi Moshe Shevach HaGadanis, the master could give him a non-Jewish maidservant. So great, half of him is anyways an Evid, and the other half will be an Evid Ivri. And also according to the one who says, even when he does not have children, Rabbi Moshe Shevach HaGadanis, his master could give him a non-Jewish slave woman, which here also he doesn't have any children. Although the halacha of Evid Ivri only applies when the Yevil applies, like the Gemara says, of Zavat Ezra and Aleph, but in the second Beis Hamikdash, which is where the story where Beis Hamikdash are talking about, Yevil applied, like Rebbein Tam explains the Gittin, the hill taken principle, the hill within the second principle. So why can't he just sell himself as an Ebed Ivri? So Memri, the Reis says, the Inzat HaKana, that's not a good idea. Because to us, you're not allowed to sell yourself as an Ebed Ivri. Because I mean, on Beperek HaMakadushin, on Davcham Beis and Beis. The ear they heard on Har Sinai, the Kalibanez of Adam, that to me the Jews are going to be slaves, sells himself to another Jew, to another slave. So that's not a good option. Let the Chatzi Evid Chatzi Bezcharin marry Chatzi Shevich Chatzi Bezcharin. Now, but he, although the Einu Yochel Lakacha, that he cannot do Kedushin. Thus, it's not Abdis Mishtamish Bezari Shezish, because the half of him that's a slave is going to come to be intimate with the other half of this woman that is a married woman with him, and that would be problematic. So on that, says Taisus, fine, as the Bachatz and the words become Malkim, he's saying the B'lei Kedushin, let him marry her without Kedushin. Gnama, like the Gemara's entertained, Lisa Shifcha, to marry the Shifcha. Mashmah sounds like they have a mutter b'shifcha, that if he'd be permitted in a Shifcha, like a Finler Rabbi, wouldn't force the master. Although we know the Kedushin does not take effect in Shifcha at all, he would have married her without Kedushin. So here also, the Chatzi Evid B'Chatzi Becharin could marry the Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Becharin, without Kedushin. In Shem HaTassid, we can say, the Hashnami, no, here also, Asin Tzad Abdus, the half of him that's a slave, will come and Mishtamash B'Tzad Cheres, will have intimacy with the half of her that's free, which the Chatzi Evid cannot do this. As Tzad explains, he said, B'Leidomi L'Preda, it's not similar to a mule. The Amman Paragoy is a which is in the Chulun Dav Ayin Tezamina of the Marbina Le'amina, that we could have it mate with its same type, although it's half a horse and half a donkey. And Beloyama, we don't say, oh no, that's problematic. The part of this one that's a donkey will be having intimacy with the part of the other one that's a horse. So it says, no, the hasam over there is klaim kesiv. The pasuk says the prohibition is mixed breed, meaning mixing breeds. The mashma, that sounds like shnei minim, when there's two different species, dumi de shovech amor, the charisha, similar to like the problem about plowing with the ox and the donkey together. But a pereda, the mule, min echad b'fnei atzma, it's its own species. And therefore two mules could actually mate, and that's not a problem. And that's actually why you're allowed to ride on the mule, because or else you would say, hey, you're riding at two different animals, which you're not allowed to. That's a problem about klayim. It's like shervach hamar yachdom. No, therefore it's different than the chatzi evid chatzi beschar. Okay, but that's just you can say another option. Why do you have to free him? V'yisim mamzeres. Let him marry a woman from that was born from an illegitimate relationship. Because it's not avdes mutim mamzeres. The part of him that's a slave is permitted to marry mamzeres. Kanan ba'im b'kedushin, like the Moses in kedushin tamzeres with tesamen alf. Yichil mamzein l'tar, that mamzeres could purify themselves. The mamza will marry, the illegitimate child will marry a maidservant. And then the child that they'll have from their union will be going after the mother. And so we see that a mamzer is allowed to marry a shefcha. I mean, every can marry mamzeres. But besides cheres nami mutter, and also the part of that tree is also permitted to marry mamzeres. Kanan de perik asor yuchsan. Like the Gemara says, within kedushin of samach tazim and alf, mamzerim chadun mutaron lo bezeh bezeh. Mamzerim and freed slaves are allowed to intermarry. So great. Let the chasi ever chas b'chayim marry mamzeres. But read the Rishi says no danger the kan. That's not a good idea because as laharbis mamzerim be so as will be increasing mamzerim. We don't want more illegitimate children because they go after the flaw of either parent, and therefore that's not a good option. But then, so it says, "Mitem Yisrael, Yisrael Nesina, let him marry a Nesina from the people of the Gevinim of the Nesina. The Charud of the Nesina, Matarlav is Zevzev, because freed slaves and Nesina are permitted to intermarry a Zevzev. Can Nam Pergasol Yuchsin, like the Gemara says, within Kedushin, and Betzad Avdus Nami Mutar Ben Nesina, and the part of him that's a slave is also permitted to marry Nesina. Dam Rish Yesh Metaches, the Gemara says in Yevamos Apeim Eves, Mazeres and Nesina Lisrael. Like Ben Ayu, the difference between them is Mazeres and Nesina. Laban the Amar, Nish Magila, according to the one that says that she will lead him, Ahi Margalalei, she's gonna lead him. Pirish Sheyachal Hakshu Zaroi, that he could validate his children al Bnei Benoi through his son. She's a shifu, they'll marry a maid servant. But one thing that we see from the Gemara is that an Eved, as the Gemara says, well, that'll be a great option. He'll marry a Shivcha. But that we see that a Nesina is permitted to marry a Eved. So if that's the case, you see the Becharin of him and the Eved part of him can marry the Nesina. So why isn't that an option? Hashem says, no, the Oilam Aser Nosin B'Shivcha. It's actually, no. The Nesina, which are considered Jews, are not allowed to marry a maidservant. How do we explain the raya that Tosfos was bringing from the Gemara in Yevamos? Margalish is still going to be the one to seduce him, since he could validate, I feel, the Iser, even through a prohibition, and because you're not allowed to really marry, but still, ultimate will kasher, because the Hagavala Ichabal is lay Iser, because we see that this guy anyway doesn't care about prohibition, because he himself is marrying Mazeres in the Zina. So, Akapam is not a raya, could be it really is prohibited. Why is it that the Nesinim are prohibited in the maidservant? But a mamzer is permitted. But Nesinim, most from those are flawed from the that are forbidden to marry into the kehillah of the Jewish people. Come mamzer, like a mamzer, they're still like it's in the puzzle, like Zahadmam, you shouldn't marry them. So what's the difference? So remember in time, it says, Mishum the mamzer, Kaddish v'Oimid. Why? Because there was one from a very severe prohibition. The parents were had chiv karis, whatever, to marry each other. The late times of kedushin does not take effect. Therefore, the mamzer does not become forbidden in the law of lo yeh kaddish. Omiyu, right. So therefore, that's the difference where the mamzer is going to be permitted because it doesn't have the issur of lo yeh kaddish of marrying in tavadim, in contrast to the nesinim. Now, Tosfos does point out, Omiyu, however, Bezacha behema regarding homosexuality or bestiality, having relations with a man or meaning with another man or with an animal in Latira, definitely not going to permit him to do that. Even according to the one who learns on Zanedav, they learn that these practices from the same pasuk, which we learned that you're not allowed to marry an Eved, and we're saying that we do permit the Mamzer, because in Latira, with Kadeshes, we're not going to permit him in these prohibited relationships of Kadesh. Of that which is designated for problems, only from those that he comes from himself. Whereas the Mekdesh is the Zacha Behem, boy, he doesn't come from primitive relationships of homosexuality and bestiality. Therefore, even the Mamzer would be forbidden to do those things. But then says, why is it that Gerim and free people are permitted to marry Nesina, and they're forbidden in a maidservant? Even though they both negative prohibitions. So if I'm reading, he says because the Nesini, the Nesinim, the Tavsibu Kedushin, that Kedushin takes effect in them, we learn from all the other Pesulikal, Kagain, Amoini, Ma'avi, Mitzvah, Adoimi, that the Matarba Kaal Gerim, that they're permitted in the Kiel of Gerim, to Leikri Kaal, that are not called a Kaal. Our Shivchad, like Tavsibu Kedushin, but regarding Shivchad, that Kedushin does not take effect on at all, to Leyafa Menayu, so therefore, we're not going to learn out from them. And therefore, Gimer Shacharim would be forbidden to marry her.